Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, a senior member of Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
Hello, I am Tortoise Managing Director and Portfolio Manager Rob Thummel with this week's Tortoise Quick Take Podcast, highlighting the top energy events of last week. And before we get started, we'd like to note our thoughts are with those impacted by the tragedy in Las Vegas. With that, after the weak first half performance of the energy sector, we have talked about the potential of a second half comeback. Now that the third quarter has ended, let's take a look at how the energy sector performed. The energy sector is showing signs of life. The sector, as represented by the Energy Select Sector Index, rose by 7% during the third quarter. Only the tech sector outperformed energy during the quarter. Even better, the tide is turning as investor sentiment toward the energy sector appears to be turning positive. For the month of September, the energy sector blew away the competition, rising by 10%, outperforming the S&P 500 by 8%. Do you remember the last time that the energy sector delivered the best monthly performance relative to other sectors within the S&P 500? Let me give you a clue. Barack Obama was still the president, and Ted Cruz and Bernie Sanders had just won the Wisconsin primaries. It was April of 2016. Oil prices led the comeback in energy stocks as West Texas Intermediate, or WTI, rose by 12% during the third quarter and by 9% during the month of September. In fact, many news agencies have said oil is in a bull market as prices have risen 22% from a low of $42.31 on June 21st, 2017. Why such strong performance? Lots of variables we've talked about in the past podcasts are assisting in the recovery of oil prices, including ginormous declines in U.S. and global inventories, rising global oil demand, lower OPEC imports. But a variable reemerged last week that is providing an extra boost for oil prices. This variable is kind of like the glaze that covers the famous Hostess Ding Dong chocolate cake. It provides the extra sweetener that we think could propel oil prices even higher in the future. What am I talking about? Geopolitical risk. In the past, geopolitical risk has added a significant premium to oil prices, but has essentially disappeared since the OPEC 2014 Thanksgiving Day oil price plunge. Geopolitical risk was heightened last week with the Iraqi Kurds voting to declare independence from Iraq. In retaliation, Turkey threatened to block oil exports out of Kurdistan that could disrupt the flow of as much as 500,000 barrels per day. Additional geopolitical risk is present in Iran, who is the third largest OPEC oil producer, producing over 4 million barrels per day. President Trump has suggested that Iran is violating the nuclear deal. Iran production has increased by approximately 1 million barrels per day after the sanctions targeting Iran's oil and gas sector were removed in early 2016. If the sanctions were reinstituted on Iran's oil and gas sector, then oil prices would likely move higher. While higher oil prices propelled the energy sector in the third quarter, MLPs were unexpectedly left behind. MLPs, as represented by the Tortoise MLP Index, declined by 2% during the quarter. In our view, MLPs continue to be perplexing. Ultimately, cash flow growth drives value, and this is what MLPs do. At Tortoise, we believe that investors will reward companies that continue to increase dividends and distributions paid to shareholders. As we shift to the third quarter reporting season for the energy sector, here are some of the things that are interesting to us here at Tortoise. Hurricane Harvey will likely be a popular topic. A few oil and gas producers provided some additional insight last week. Partially, Noble Energy highlighted third-party pipeline issues that impacted production volumes as a result of Hurricane Harvey. Partially adjusted third quarter production down by an immaterial amount of 2%. Once again, we don't expect Hurricane Harvey to have a material impact on any of our upstream or midstream investments. Other things of interest include U.S. oil and gas producers' outlooks now that WTI is above $50 per barrel. For perspective, WTI oil prices were below $50 per barrel for 84 of the 92 days of the third quarter. Consequently, the Baker Hughes rig count at the end of the third quarter is at the exact same level as the rig count on June 30th. And related to the midstream sector, MLPs and energy infrastructure corporations will provide updates on new infrastructure to support Permian Basin development, including gathering and processing plants and pipelines. Last week, a relative unknown company, Epic Pipeline, announced the newest potential natural gas liquid pipeline, stretching 650 miles, originating in the Permian with a destination of the Gulf Coast. Also, several strategic pipelines that are owned by private equity appear to be up for sale and could be nice additions to the asset profiles of many energy infrastructure companies. Lastly, the Republicans released a framework for tax reform last week. While the details will be in the hands of the Tax Writing Committee, we still believe that MLPs retain their favorable tax status. Based on the information released, we think MLP investors could benefit from the new tax framework, as pass-through income will be taxed at 25% compared to higher ordinary income tax rates today. Those are the highlights from last week. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseinvest.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intent.